This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Counting of votes is underway for all 243 assembly seats in Bihar amid tight security. Trends available so far indicate that the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is heading towards a landslide victory in the state assembly polls. The NDA is leading in over 190 seats. RJD-led Mahagathbandhan is trailing behind the NDA in all regions of Bihar. Prashant Kishore's Jan Swaraj Party's ambitious debut failed to show up in trends. Trends are available for all 243 seats. BJP is leading in 90, JDU in 79, LJPRV in 21, HAM in 4, RJD in 31, Congress 4, others 18. Both Deputy Chief Ministers and BJP candidates Vijay Kumar Sinha and Samrat Chaudhary are leading. BJP's Maithili Thakur is leading in Alinagar seat, while senior BJP leader Mangal Pandey is ahead in Siwan. Tejaswi Prasad Yadav of RJD is trailing behind Satish Kumar of BJP in Raghupur. Senior BJP leader Dr. Prem Kumar is leading in Gaya town. JDU supporters and workers have started celebrations at the party office in Patna as the ruling NDA is widening the gap with opposition's Mahagathbandhan. 243 returning officers, ROs, are overseeing the process, assisted by 243 counting observers in the presence of contesting candidates and their authorized agents. Over 18,000 counting agents appointed by candidates are monitoring the counting process to ensure fairness and transparency. Bihar had registered a historic turnout of 67.13% in the elections to the 243-member assembly in two phases on November the 6th and November the 11th. Counting of votes has also been taken up for by-elections to eight assembly constituencies spread over seven states. These are Budgam in Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram, and Nuapara in Odisha. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP candidate Devyani Rana has won the Nagrota Assembly seat. She defeated JNK National Panthers Party India candidate Harsh Dev Singh by a margin of 24,647 votes. PDP candidate Aga Syed Muntazir Mehdi is leading in Budgam. In Mizoram, Mizo National Front candidate Dr. R. Lalton Liana has won the Dampa seat. He defeated his nearest rival, Mizoram People's Movement candidate Vanlal Sailova, by a margin of 562 votes. In Odisha, BJP candidate Jayed Holakia is leading in Nuapara. In Jharkhand, JMM candidate Somesh Chandra Soren is leading in Ghatshila. In Telangana, Congress candidate Naveen Yadav V is leading in Jubilee Hills seat. In Rajasthan, Congress candidate Pramod Jain Bhaiya is leading in Anta. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party candidate Harmeet Singh Sandhu is leading in Tarantaran. We now have our correspondent live with us, who is at AN College Counting Centre in Patna. Anand, what is the latest update you can bring us?
Valsa, currently counting of votes is going on smoothly, and as per the trends, it is hugely coming in favor of NDA, JDU, BJP and its allies. Currently, at BJP office and JDU, both huge celebration started when the results coming, when the trends coming in favor of the JDU, NDA and its allies. Now, the all party workers at JDU and BJP are in a festive mode. They are dancing on the tunes of drum beats, exchanging sweets to each other, and wearing gulals to each other. Now, a complete festive mode. They are in a festive mode, celebration and marking the victory that NDA is suddenly going to form the government in Bihar. Yes, Valsa.
Right. Thank you, Anand, for bringing us those details. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and Nifty, were trading 0.3% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex dipped 249 points to 84,230, while the Nifty declined 72 points to 25,807 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.